Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, welcome back, Lansing. This is Cameron Ganas filling in for Jack Ebling, sitting here with Justin Kane.
Howdy doody.
And in studio right now, we have Steve Wininger. He's the CEO of Lake Trust Credit Union. And Steve, thanks for coming into the studio.
Oh, my pleasure, Cameron. Justin, nice to be here with you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Now, I know we're right around the corner from a new building you guys are pretty proud of at Lake Trust. Tell us a little bit about that, and hopefully you spent a lot of time this week over there since it just opened on Monday.
We just had our grand opening on Monday, and yes, we're very, very proud of this new facility. It's on Pennsylvania Avenue, right where Pennsylvania and Cedar come together, just a little bit north of Interstate. And it's a new branch, a 5,000-square-foot branch that just opened. It's on a former brownfield development site. It was a real eyesore for the city. There was an old hotel there that we tore down. And we just finished this branch in just a couple of weeks. Well, as a matter of fact, this weekend. There were still some significant work going on this weekend. Opened up Monday morning. And this will replace the branch that we had leased in the Edgewood Town Center. So now we've got 5,000 square feet of space. It's a beautiful, beautiful building. There's four drive-up lanes in the back of the building now that we didn't have a drive-up before, and a drive-up ATM. And this is a gold LEED certified building. We just got that certification. And what that means is that there's significant amount of recycled material that's gone into this production, and a lot of energy efficiency has gone into the building to acquire that gold certified or gold LEED certified status.
Now, with credit unions, clearly, I'm assuming that equates some kind of savings or, you know, maintaining of costs, because credit unions are not necessarily out there for profit as much as they are just obviously provide as many services they can with these collected monies. Can you talk a little bit about the credit union structure and what that does mean specifically in downtown or, you know, in South Lansing, and does this equate to all of your branches across the state?
Sure. Well, I think let's just start with the fact that all businesses are run for the benefit of the owners, and credit unions as financial cooperatives are run for the benefit of the members who are actually the owners of the credit union. And any time we can operate an organization more efficiently, that means that there's more that we can return back to the owners. And so in the case of credit unions, that might mean lower rates or lower fees or lower rates on loans, higher rates on savings, other products and services. Anything that we can do for efficiency is a benefit to the member.
You talk about benefits to the members. Obviously, the majority of your members are residents of this community, and now with this expansion of Lake Trust and the kind of the merger of with other credit unions, we want to talk about that in a little bit. But the benefits to the members is I see your Lake Trust name on everything around town, and I know Justin and I were kind of chatting about that too right before you got in. But how many things are you guys involved in?
We're really delighted to hear you say that, because we work pretty hard to maintain a community presence. We believe that we should be active on all the communities that we serve. Lake Trust now is an organization that is a community-based credit union charter. That means that anybody that lives, works, worships, attends school in any of the 28 counties that we serve are eligible to join the credit union. And it is an organization that you join. And today, anybody can walk in that meets those qualifications and be a member. Now, those 28 counties are pretty much the southern half of the southern peninsula or the lower peninsula of Michigan. So we go almost down to the Ohio border and as far north. We have two offices in Mount Pleasant. We go all the way to Detroit on the east and Grand Haven on the west. We have 23 locations and about just approaching now 160,000 members. So that's our market area, and we're active in all of those communities. In the first 9 months of Lake Trust's organization, we have sponsored over 900 community events. And it'd be things like doing things at the Tulip Festival in Holland, the Farmers Market in Lansing. We just heard your commentary on the Farmers Market, the new Joel coming in to be the manager. We were down there. We have been to just countless things. The list is too long. Concerts in the park, movies in the park, just all kinds of events. And we've allocated a pretty significant budget. And then when you take That, and add to that, just the volunteer effort that we have provided. I mean, almost everybody in the organization is involved in some level of charitable contribution. So, you know, we're really doing our part to try and give back to the community. This is really a great place to live, a great place to be.
Well, that's great. Well, definitely, I think we all see that out and about. You talked about this kind of statewide presence now in this 9 months of existence, but you guys are much older than that, and collectively, talk a little bit about what that merger was and what your roots are.
Okay. Well, Lake Trust Credit Union really began as a number of credit unions. The one that we'd be most familiar with in the Lansing area is New Union Credit Union that changed its name from State Employees Credit Union just a few years ago. State Employees Credit Union was formed in 1951 to serve the employees of the state of Michigan that worked in a several county area around Lansing. And over the course of time, we added a number of smaller groups, and through other mergers of smaller credit unions years ago, we expanded the territory and got to the point where, let's see, we were probably about 65,000 members, and 19 years ago when I came, the assets were somewhere around $200 million, and we got to about $800 million in size. And Detroit Edison was an organization that was about 65 years old, started to serve the employees of the Detroit Edison Energy Company in the Detroit area. And they took over the failed Huron River Area Credit Union a number of years ago, so that kind of expanded their territory. And as we looked at the two organizations, we saw that the territories were just right next to each other. It was really a good match. And so by joining forces, we really did have coverage over the whole southern half of the Lower Peninsula. Now, a reason that we merged is probably boils down to one word, and that would be efficiency. We looked at industry data, and we could see that organizations of larger size were more efficient than smaller-sized organizations. And we were two organizations that did not need to merge, but we recognized we would be stronger together than we were apart. And so that's why we've pursued this and put it together, and it's really worked out very, very well.
All right. Now, Steve, I know being a CEO of Lake Trust, you need to be quite talented, but you have a talent that some people might not know about, and that's playing the bagpipes. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah. I started playing bagpipes a couple of years ago. Most people start when they're much younger. I was into my 60s before I began, but you know, I played piano for many years, and I played professionally, and I've always wanted to play an instrument I could carry. You know, piano has 88 notes, and you play a bunch of them at one time. A bagpipe has only 9 notes, and they only go by one at a time. I thought, how hard could that be?
Well, a tuba only has 3 notes or something, right? So that's a little bigger, though, I guess.
So I've taken it up, and it's turned out to be quite a challenge, but I've enjoyed it, and I've joined the Glen Aaron Pipe Band here in town, and we play for all kinds of events, parades, for example, Veterans Day ceremony, 9/11 ceremony, St. Patrick's Day parade. We have a big fundraiser coming up in January, the Burns Night Dinner. It's a fundraiser held at Eagle Eye, and over the years we've had 500 people attend. It's a dinner an event, and Chris Holman has been the MC. It's really been a lot of fun. There's probably more people that can play bagpipes in this community than you'd thought.
Excellent. Well, I know, just going back to all the philanthropy, and you said you've sponsored or helped in sponsoring 900 different events in the past 9 months, and I know that Battlefield Brawl, which is an event that we throw in April, you were one of our sponsors at that time as well. So we definitely thank you for that as well.
Well, we're glad for the opportunity. Thanks.
Yeah, I heard when I told Justin that you were coming on the radio, he goes, I know that guy. He's he's the one that when we were videotaping the merger celebration, he came in, busted in the doors playing a bagpipes, and I couldn't believe it. That was awesome. Well, in the last couple minutes that we have here, can you talk any at all about what's kind of coming up in the credit union world, obviously with people paying attention, obviously, really closely to this economy and where this is right now? Do you expect any more mergers coming up? Are things pretty stable right now? And what does this mean for people's loans with you, whether that's auto or a car or just new kind of products or features that people can expect from a credit union like yours?
Well, I think all financial institutions have been under a lot of pressure with a weakened economy. We've all suffered larger than normal loan losses, if you call normal, if you use 2006 or 7 as a benchmark. You know, everybody has had a harder time. And it's not because people don't want to pay. It's just they can't. You know, if you had a job yesterday and today you don't, you just can't pay. And we understand that. So that's caused us to absorb some losses. But, you know, as an organization, we remain strong. I think the credit unions as an industry remains very, very strong. And there is some consolidation. You know, the smaller ones are finding it harder to continue. There's more in the way of compliance and new regulations and so forth. But, I think in spite of the consolidation, credit unions remain a great value. And, you know, just as an example, we have a product called So Smart Checking. And it's a checking account that's fundamentally free. And if you agree to a couple of conditions, you can actually earn interest on your checking account. And 2% interest today may not sound like a lot if you think back over the years, but in today's market, that's really very, very significant amount of interest to earn on a checking account. All you have to do is agree to receive electronic statements, 15 debit transactions per month using a debit card, and have one automatic clearinghouse transaction like an automatic deposit or a payment, and then you qualify for this interest earnings. And we pay that interest up to $15,000. So yeah, it's a great example of, you know, if you do your part, it gives us the opportunity to return those benefits to you in the form of interest. So
that's great. Well, Steve Winninger joining us in studio here on Ebling & You. Thank you so much. Again, the CEO of Lake Trust Credit Union here in town, and now obviously Lake to Lake, I guess as it's said. And thanks for coming in, and we look forward to more sponsorships and seeing more visibility of Lake Trust around the state.
Delighted to be here. Thanks very much for the invitation, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
And speaking of financials and paying the bills, we're going to take a break for commercials, sports, and weather.